Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Jonathan Joseph Mosley.
Mr. Mosley?
Yeah.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir.
What's that?
I said the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis will chair your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Mosley, give me 1 second. Trying to find his agenda sheet. Somebody have it?
Your hearing's up, but I wrote something on the bottom of mine.
Let me see if I can find mine.
Just 1 second, Mr. Mosley. We have your arrest in order, but we also have an agenda that we number.
It's on the same one, Mr. Reese.
1 second.
It's at the top.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, just 1 second, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, John Mosley, DOC number 279322.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 30th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. At this moment, we're authorized for a three-member panel. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. Also present in the hearing room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Mosley and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Mosley, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Now again, this hearing will be in two phases, and I will begin reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapse or probably route to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on about August 2nd, 2017, for the task LCMS lab report dated August 22nd, 2017. Mr. Mosley, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number four, is demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse treatment at Behavioral Systems Southwest at 6420 South Park Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, on or about August 30th, 2017, as directed. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Mosley, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. 1 second to check off some boxes here, and then we'll continue the second phase. Based on Mr. Mosley's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal laser company in as much as that he used methamphetamine and absconded for several days.
Second.
Agreed.
Just 1 second, sir. Okay, Mr. Mosley, we're going to continue the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions, and you'll have a chance to talk to the board. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mosley was released from DOC custody on March 17th of 2017. He was arrested on October 29th of 2017 by the Mesa Police Department on absconding status and for felony possession of dangerous drugs, drug paraphernalia, use of a weapon in a drug offense, possession of a weapon by a prohibited person, and carrying a deadly weapon and failed to admit. He was returned back to our custody on November 7th of 2017 with 60 abscond days with a community supervision end date of April 14th of 2018. Current conviction 2014, promoting prison contraband, 1 year, 6 months. Prior conviction 2013, misconduct involving weapons, 1 year. 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, aggravated DUI, 3 years, 6 months. And 2013, narcotic drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There was no STG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with theft and promoting prison contraband noted, and since his return on November 23rd, 2017, received a write-up for disrupting count or being out of place. Other arrests, October 29th of 2017, dangerous drug violation, AZ, pending charges. And he has a community risk score of G2B4.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Mosley. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. Looks like that you were released from DOC with a pre-approved residence with your mother, Anna McPherson, 5566 East Reynolds Road, Coolidge, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
You received employment referrals from Arizona at Work?
What's that?
It looks like that you had some employment referrals through the Arizona at Work program. Did you find work, sir?
Yeah, I did. I tried the Adeco. They said they could have helped me out 2021, and then I found a job at Wendy's.
Very good. Louis,
come in. That's still available, because I called them before I was sent to the sanctions, and they said there's a hold my spot for me. Just give them a call when I get back out.
Louis, come in, people. When they exit the correction system and find work. Programming notes, looks like that you had a positive for methamphetamine.
Yes.
Actually looks like you have four.
I was trying to get my things together. I was continuing going to the Hispanic counseling.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was continuing doing that, and then I just kept slipping off. No, I didn't have a plan when I got out. I was nervous. I didn't plan ahead. That's where I made the mistake at. But I have a plan together. I have resumes ready on hand now. I've learned a lot from the situation. I hope that you guys can give me a chance to prove that I can complete this parole.
Well,
that's part of the society.
We certainly commend you for having a positive attitude. It's unfortunate that it looks like you had some sort of relapse with methamphetamine. Did you have a struggle with methamphetamine before prison or during or after?
It was during prison, not before.
And what are you doing about your substance abuse challenges, sir?
I can go into the Bible study here, staying in prayer. I continually stay busy working out. I draw. I also draw. I just keep my mind busy and try to come up with plans so that I can be successful when I return to the streets.
Do you have any plans for pursuing drug treatment when you come out again?
Yes, I do. I would like to go back to the sanctions program that's available if I could get in there.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for being honest with the board. It looks like that you're missing from community supervision for 60 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
During that time, I was just staying with the kids, trying to find another job somewhere else, but I couldn't get into the warrants.
that you maintain contact with your parole officer during that time, sir?
I just pretty much gave up, and that was my mistake. I should have contacted him and let him know. But what happened was I had some business back in Maricopa, and my car broke down. And I called back to the behavioral systems and let them know that I was broken down, but they wanted me to get it right back that day, and I couldn't make it. The car broke down. I just didn't contact the PO. That's where I made my mistake. I should contact
him. Well, again, thank you for being honest, and I think that's an important lesson on giving up in and of itself.
Yeah.
Many times when people give up, they just go back to their old ways, and that includes, you know, using drugs or whatever their challenges are, their problems.
Yeah.
And so I hope that's something you learn from, and I just mean that on a human level, that... That's the dark side of giving up.
Yeah.
You were arrested by the Mesa Police Department for your absconder status. What was going on when the police made contact with you?
I didn't have a ride. I was riding with another friend, and I guess he had some substance in there. It was actually his person, and I guess there was a weapon in the car, which they put on me because of my past record. They suspected it was me.
Well, again, thank you for being candid. I guess that's a different case that you'll have to deal with in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
Right now, we have to deal with this, but hopefully things will work out for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Hearing no questions from fellow board members, Mr. Moser, we're getting close to the end of your hearing.
Okay.
Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion? Really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing.
Yeah. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
I know that the sanction is, I believe, is still part of DOC. If I ask that you guys can give me a chance to work my way to completing this parole, if you can sit me there so I can prove to you and also Sydney, she was a great PO, that I can complete this. I want to be successful out there in society. And I can work for it. I'm confident I can complete this.
Thank you, Mr. Mosley. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're talking to you, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing yeah. the case amongst itself before we come to our votes. I do understand that we all operate under the open meeting laws of Arizona, so all of our discussion is in the open. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mosley. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do like what I'm hearing from Mr. Mosley. He seems to have a positive attitude. He was looking for work, and he was working at Wendy's when he was on the outside. Certainly, we had that discussion. I think somewhere along the way, he just gave up on the process in dealing with community supervision. Hopefully that's something that he's learned from. More importantly, I think he's got a struggle with methamphetamine, and I would hope that he's committed to turning a corner on that, because as we well know, people who don't have a bad tendency of continuing their problems on different levels. So with respect to Mr. Mosley, I recognize that he has another charge that he has to deal with in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
I'll take it what he says, what he's saying it at good faith, or pardon me, on good faith. But unfortunately, that is another case that he has to deal with. It looks like he has about 3.5 months before completing this sentence, and I'm going to say I think he might be best served by taking advantage of the remainder of his time to put together plan for his return, to pursue any counseling or programs that are available to him inside the Department of Corrections, and then to come out with a solid plan for pursuing treatment when he comes out. But with this pending charge, I'm not comfortable with returning him to community supervision at this point, but I'm certainly open to the collective wisdom of my peers. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3152. our discussion with Mr. Mosley, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Mosley was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse at Oklahoma Razor Company, inasmuch that he relapsed into his use of methamphetamine and absconded from community supervision for 60 days, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Mosley, I take no pleasure in saying this, but your supervision has been revoked and it will be released on about April 14th, 2018. That's not long away. I don't know what's going to happen with your other case that's pending in the criminal justice system, but we certainly wish you the best, and hopefully one way or the other you'll be returning to the community, and we'd like to see you succeed either on your future community supervision or when you're released in earnest.
Okay, so sanctions is not an option?
It's not an option, sir.
Okay.
This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Mosley, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you very much for appearing before this board.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.